So, I almost forgot the bonus section. I always like to add as much value as possible. So here are some tools, some sleep gear, or sleep technology, if you will, that can serve to benefit the quality of your sleep. First, we have Flux, or F.Lux. Flux, or F.Lux, is an app which serves to minimize or lessen the intensity of the light wave coming from your computer screen. So if you're someone who's maybe engaged in a project, like a student or an entrepreneur, a CEO, and you're going to be up working your laptop later on in the evening, 8, 9 in the evening, then by downloading Flux onto your system, it changes the light wave that that device emits and thus doesn't have as much of a bearing on your physiology, and more specifically your melatonin. It allows that hormone to raise. Actually, Apple have become really aware of this, and they've embedded such a system in the new iOS technology. So fascinating, check out Flux. Next, we have blue blocking light glasses. They look wild, they look crazy. You can get some cool ones if you pay the extra expense, but essentially, you buy blue blocking light glasses, you can get them online, you pop them on, and it blocks the unnatural light for coming through your retina and your optic nerve and influencing with your SFN, your suprachiasmatic nuclei, which is back at the occipital cortex of your brain, which sends signals to the body and interprets the external world. These blue blocking light glasses allow, again, much like Flux, a lesser light wave to come through and allows you to use this little piece of tool, this little piece of tech to optimize your sleep. Next, we've got your thermostat. As we mentioned earlier on, use it. It's a simple technique. It's not going to take much energy or willpower. Use it to great effect. Remember, 60 to 80 Celsius or 15 to 20 degrees, and don't dress up like some sort of Arctic explorer. Next, we have magnesium. 75% of the UK population are said to be deficient in magnesium. If you're around 65 to 70 kilos, you want to be consuming around 300 milligrams of the mineral magnesium for your body to optimize it so you can relax. Magnesium has a really relaxing, calming effect on the body. If you have muscle twitches, if you're anxious, if you're failing to sleep, if you just want to be more calm, make sure you're getting your efficient quotient of magnesium. You can have this through a topical spray. You can have this through magnesium salts you can put in the bath and do that maybe 3 or 4 times a week. Or you can take some form of oral supplement. So there are 3 ways you can really get your magnesium quotient in. Next, blackout blinds. Remember the rule of thumb? Make your room dark. You don't want to see your hand in front of you if you want to create those baby conditions for a perfect night's sleep. So buy yourself some blackout blinds. Next, we have setting PM alarms. Always remember to set your PM alarm. That's probably more important than your AM alarm. Switch off that alarm. Just set a little reminder when it comes on to switch off your digital appliances, digital sunset, phone in airplane mode, and don't allow other people's agendas to run your life. You run your life. Next, flipping the off switch. Lastly, flip the off switch. Before you go to bed, flip that off switch. Have a routine, a nighttime routine, whereby you can really calm the mind and body. Maybe it is utilizing the simple 6 to 7 times 4 meditation technique we've talked about. You can maybe check out the Peace Begins With Me technique. Maybe you like to read. Maybe you like to take a bath in those magnesium salts. Whatever it is, just find a nice new habit, a positive habit that will allow you to switch off and ramp into a more calm state where you can sleep well, happy and efficiently. Okay, so those are the bonus tips. Go out there and utilize them to great effect.